Pope Benedict XVI raised four servants of God to the realms of the saints this Sunday in a solemn ceremony in a rain-drenched St. Peter's Square, urging the 40,000 pilgrims who huddled under a sea of multicoloured umbrellas to let themselves be attracted by the example of the new saints and guided by their teachings. The rite of canonization preceded the Mass, where Prefect of the Congregation for the Cause of the Saints, Cardinal Sir Ivor Martins, accompanied the postulators for each of the saints' causes before the Holy Father. There, to the tones of the Litany of the Saints, the Cardinal asked for the names of Simon of Lipnica, a monk who lived in 15th century Poland, Charles of St. Andrew, a Dutch preacher who worked in Ireland where he was known as Charles of Mount Argus, Anne-Marie Eugénie, who gave her life to religious teaching in 19th century France, and Maltese preacher George Preca, who died in 1962, to be written in the roll of the saints and proclaimed saints throughout the entire church, to which Pope Benedict replied, "It will so be ordered."
Decernimus. Cari fratelli e sorelle, celebriamo oggi la solennità della Santissima Trinità.
In his homily, Pope Benedict XVI said that the glory of God is reflected in the lives of the saints, uniting Sunday's solemn feast of the Holy Trinity to the ceremony of the canonization of four blessed from Malta, Poland, Holland, and France. He underlined that God's wisdom manifests itself in the cosmos in its variety and the beauty of its elements, but that his greatest masterpieces are the saints.
Giorgio Preca.
The Pope then went on to reflect on the character and work of the four new saints, whom he described as exemplary witnesses of the gospel. Beginning with Malta's first son to become a saint, the Pope said, as a priest, Father George Preca dedicated himself entirely to evangelization through preaching, writing, catechesis, the administration of the sacraments, but first and foremost, through his example and his way of life. Through him, God's great work was brought to fruition in the Society of Christian Doctrine, which aims to ensure parishes the service of qualified, well-prepared and generous catechists.
Novi Sventi, Simon Slipnitzi.
The Pole Simon of Lipnica was filled by the mercy of the Blessed Sacrament and did not hesitate to come to the help of the sick and the dying of the plague, countering that disease which in the end would bring about his own death. Today, continued Pope Benedict, we entrust all those who suffer from poverty and disease, loneliness and social injustice to his care.
Marie-Eugénie Milleret.
In his reflections on the foundress of the Assumptionist Order, Marie-Eugénie Milleret, the Pope underlined her strong bond with the Eucharist. She perceived the importance of transmitting the faith to younger generations, informing them intellectually, spiritually and morally for their future. Following the example of Saint Marie-Eugénie, the Pope urged all men and women today to transmit those same necessary values to young people, values which he said are vital to the life of the Church and society as a whole. The Pope then presented the figure of the Passionist priest, Karl van Sant Andres Huben, also known as Charles of Mount Argus.
During his many years of priestly ministry in England and Ireland, the people flocked to him to seek out his wise counsel, his compassionate care and his healing touch. In the sick and the suffering, he recognized the face of the crucified Christ, to whom he had a lifelong devotion. At the funeral of this much-loved priest, affectionately known as Father Charles of Mount Argus, his superior was moved to observe, "The people have already declared him a saint."
Cardinals, bishops and priests from across the world participated in Sunday's ceremonies, as well as the presidents of Ireland, Malta, Poland and the Philippines. Among them was Passionist priest Father Patrick Rogers from the monastery of Mount Argus in Dublin, where St. Charles lived, worked and today lies buried.
People came to him and he was one of these priests who was always available. He was not a great preacher, but he was a wonderful consoler. So all kinds of people came to him to be blessed. And a lot of miracles were done in his own lifetime. But then the devotion to him continued. And of course, it's a huge celebration in Ireland because he's the first Irish saint canonized for many years. Even though he was from Holland, we took him to our own, and so we regard him as an honorary Irishman.
At the end of the celebration, Pope Benedict XVI greeted those present in different languages, including English.
Especially souls who have come to Rome in such great numbers from Malta, Ireland and Great Britain. Complimenti. May these new saints accompany you with their prayers and inspire you by the example of their holy lives.
In off-the-cuff comments in Italian, Pope Benedict also thanked the pilgrims and visitors for their patience, for having withstood the relentless rain. But water, said the Pope with a smile, is a precious gift, and so we must also give praise to God for this water. The faithful loudly applauded, waving flags, hats, and rain-drenched umbrellas.
And may God bless you all.